Present. Arms.
Dozens of Vietnam veterans stand and salute as two Fort Lee soldiers post the colors. After an invocation and the pledge, they sing.
Present. Horn.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light?
The women have traveled here from all over, including California, New Mexico, Louisiana, Mississippi, Wisconsin, and New York. Many wear blue vests emblazoned with where and when they served in Vietnam.
I'm Charlotte Phillips, a retired colonel, United States Army, and I worked as a quartermaster officer all my career. I was not a nurse.
Charlotte Phillips laughs, but says sometimes it is upsetting when people assume that if she served in Vietnam, she must have been a nurse. She was at Fort Lee testing irradiated meals when she was told to write a letter volunteering to go to Vietnam.
I was voluntold.
She spent 15 months in Vietnam, traveling the country and preparing detailed reports on the status of equipment.
There was no safe place there. And I think that we're learning it even more now, but when you're in combat, there just is no place that's safe.
Hundreds of other women deployed to Vietnam, mostly in the Women's Army Corps, but also in the Air Force, Navy, and Marines. They served as clerks, intelligence analysts, physical therapists, and lab technicians. They worked in a combat zone, but weren't given weapons training, although some learned to use firearms on their own. They took cover from explosions and witnessed the endless casualties brought to the Long Binh evacuation hospital. Some, like Phillips, went on to have long careers in the military, but many went back to civilian life. Some didn't consider themselves veterans. Others felt invisible.
Nobody in the news or at events, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, nobody ever said men and women. It was always just the men.
Linda McClenahan shows me a citation for her Army Commendation Medal. Her name is written in, but the rest of the form is pre-printed and uses male pronouns.
And as you can see, it says it was presented to Sergeant Linda J. McClenahan with my numbers and all that stuff. And then it goes on to say who distinguished himself by exceptionally meritorious service and support of military operations. And then later, you know, his commendable performance reflects distinct credit upon himself and the United States Army. This is the way it was. You know, it didn't even occur to them that they probably thought, oh, that poor guy, he had to live with a name like Linda. It probably didn't even occur to them that there are women there. So my citation has he all the way through it.
On the front and back of McClenahan's leather vest is the same red and black patch. It says, women are vets too. Even at the Vietnam Memorial Wall dedication, she says they felt slighted.
There were a group of us that were there, and the speaker, you know, he kept saying, they're servicemen, and we would yell, and women! And the servicemen, and women! We finally, about the fifth time, he said, yeah, and the women, and he just waved his hand like that, as if, you know, yeah, and the women. He just, it was pretty bad. We had to hold one of our members back. she was pretty angry. So, anyway, yeah.
More than 20 years ago, a group of these women started an ambitious goal to track down each female non-nurse who served in Vietnam. Inquiries to the Pentagon and even FOIA requests went nowhere, so they did it themselves, searching phone books and obituaries, contacting relatives, navigating the early days of the internet. Their database grew to some 800 women. They formed an organization, Vietnam Women Vets, Inc., and in 1999, they organized the first homecoming conference in Olympia, Washington. The biennial gatherings are a place to connect, support each other, and learn about veterans' benefits and resources. This year, at the U.S. Army Women's Museum at Fort Lee, they were welcomed by Brigadier General Rodney Fogg.
Let me tell you, right away, as I look around the room and try to make eye contact with every single one of you, this is the appropriate place for you to be. The museum, the Women's Museum. Because you made history.
The general locked eyes with each woman in the room. He repeated his gratitude, made the group smile and laugh, and emphasized their role in shaping the military.
You know, I stand in uniform and have had the privilege and honor to serve for about 30 years now in a wonderful army because of you. And we have a wonderful army that has been trained and the best in the world because we learned from you. And we were trained because of what you did and what you told us we needed to do.
During the conference, the veterans had serious questions for Fogg and other speakers. In the era of Me Too, what was the military doing to prevent sexual assault? What about veterans and suicide? What kind of research is being done into the effects of Agent Orange and women and the toxins at Fort McClellan?
I have a question. As you know, Agent Orange is still an issue back there, and women were never included in the studies. So our higher rate of breast cancer, even in this group, isn't counted anywhere. I mean, isn't there some way to push the Agent Orange registry or whatever to look at that and other things too? I mean, I've got a neurological thing going on right now that my neurologist thinks is probably related to Agent Orange, but we don't know. And it's different than some of the guys.
The women have dealt with cancer, birth defects, respiratory problems, PTSD, and military sexual trauma. A number have died young, in their 60s. The group, Vietnam Women Veterans, and the conferences are an important way to share information about accessing benefits and resources they've earned through their service. The conferences are also a time to reflect. This year, the vets boarded two buses to Washington, D.C. The first stop was WMSA, the Women in Military Service for America Memorial. On the second floor, overlooking Arlington National Cemetery, the group paused to read quotes about military women etched on large glass panels.
Now that's well said.
Betty Russell was a specialist at the WAC detachment in Vietnam. She retired in 1991 as a master sergeant.
The ground they broke was hard soil indeed, but with great heart and true grit, they plowed right through the prejudice and presumption, cutting a path for their daughters and granddaughters to serve their country in uniform. That's exactly what it felt like to be in the Corps, in the Women's Army Corps.
The vets also heard from retired Brigadier General Wilma Vogt, whose long career included a deployment to Vietnam. After a pinning ceremony, they departed for the Vietnam Veterans Memorial.
So this is what's going to happen. I need the two reef teams up here.
The group brought two wreaths made of red roses, white carnations, and blue delphinium. They were pinned with large green ribbons, and in gold glitter, the words, "Vietnam Women Veterans, We Remember." They placed one wreath at the wall, the other at the Vietnam Women's Memorial. Then a crowd of hundreds went silent and turned to watch a bugler. Arranged by the women, he was standing alone under a giant tree facing the wall. After this short ceremony, the group has an hour or so to explore the memorial. People notice their decorated vests and approach them. There's a fellow Vietnam vet who earned a Purple Heart, a woman who served in the Army with her 8-year-old son, a World War II veteran here through the nonprofit Honor Flight Network.
I have never met a Vietnam vet. And I'm
Are you kidding
me? I'm such an old man now. Yeah.
Wow.
That's true. Wow. And one of the reasons I'm here is because I figure I'll run into a Korean vet or a Vietnam vet.
Oh,
and now
yeah,
I got you.
You got all of us. This whole group here.
And you served in country.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
God bless you both. Yeah, I hope we don't have to do it again.
No.
Yeah.
These two never will.
Some of the vets have to field those questions about whether they were nurses, but it's an opportunity to set the record straight and share a snapshot of their stories. Today, they're not invisible. They smile and shake hands as strangers say thank you for your service and welcome home.
Thank you.
For Virginia Currents, I'm Catherine Kump, WCVE News.